Online betting in Chile advances with Senate approval. The Chilean Senate has approved in general a bill designed to regulate online betting platforms, marking a significant step toward creating a formal licensing framework for the sector. The measure passed with 27 votes in favor, 3 against, and 5 abstentions, clearing the way for detailed examination in the Senate's Joint Economic and Finance Committees. The proposal aims to bring online betting under the same regulatory standards applied to other legal gambling activities, such as lotteries and horse racing. It also establishes the foundation for a licensing system that will allow authorized operators to offer betting services within a regulated environment. The framework also includes restrictions on advertising, measures to prevent money laundering, and requirements to safeguard player welfare. A central component of the bill is the creation of a national responsible betting policy, which will set guidelines to promote safe gaming practices and protect vulnerable groups. Under the proposed rules, individuals who have a direct or indirect influence over the outcome of events will be prohibited from placing bets. The bill also introduces enforcement tools to combat illegal gambling, including blocking access to unlicensed platforms and stopping payment transactions linked to unauthorized operators. Criminal penalties will apply to those who operate or promote gambling without a license. The Senate's Finance Committee had already given the bill unanimous backing before the general vote, signaling strong institutional support for the initiative. Lawmakers have framed the measure as a way to improve transparency in betting revenues and ensure that gambling activities contribute to public funds and social programs through taxation and oversight. VAT tax of 20% to be charged to operators. Licensed operators under the new system would be required to pay value-added tax, VAT, in addition to a 20% specific tax on their operations. An additional 1% of gross revenue will be allocated to responsible gaming initiatives, supporting programs aimed at preventing problem gambling and funding public awareness campaigns. Furthermore, a 2% levy on gross sports betting revenue will be directed to national sports bodies, providing financial support to athletic development in the country. The government has outlined provisions for operators that have previously offered online betting services without authorization. These companies will be subject to a 12-month cooling-off period before they can apply for a license. To be eligible after this period, they will need to pay a one-off tax calculated based on past revenues and the number of user accounts held during their unlicensed activity. The bill also contains mechanisms for continuous monitoring of the sector. Regulatory authorities will oversee compliance with anti-money laundering protocols and advertising standards, ensuring that promotions do not target minors or mislead consumers. The combination of licensing requirements, strict advertising controls, and financial penalties for violations aims to establish a transparent and accountable betting market. With the Senate's general approval, the proposal now enters a phase of detailed discussion, during which specific provisions, enforcement methods, and administrative procedures will be refined.